is Daryl War, which, yeah, I can't believe I'm doing it this yet again. Seems like I just make podcast after podcast play. Hey, can you please talk to me? And everybody got click, 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 clack, 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 clack. And you're like, that wasn't what I was looking for. Really, it wasn't. So, hope you enjoyed the intro music by the late Polystyrene. I was really excited that album was coming out back a few years ago. And then, as it turns out, she passed away about the time that it did. But at the same time, that song Ghoulish by Polystyrene, I would like to dedicate to Barnabas Collins. Because if you listen to the lyrics, it makes a whole lot of sense. You listen to the lyrics and so ghoulish, but I'm not so foolish to be scared. I know you're quite a nice guy. And things about makeup and that kind of thing. And hopefully this won't stay up forever and I'll be able to use that song again. Because I've listened to that song a lot and I really feel it is a Barnabas in so many ways. The song Ghoulish by Polystyrene. And I highly recommend you order the CD or download the album. It's a wonderful album. And the late Polystyrene did a lot for us. She really did. I just completely adore her. And I have for a long time. But this is a call to arms. Meaning I have assessed a lot of the problems that a lot of us have been having with fandom, with social networks, Facebook in particular. So I am praying that you don't just like-click this, that you say something. Maybe you'll like-click it first, but please undo that and say something. I would really appreciate that. You know what? Maybe I'll say, hey, like-click this comment underneath. If you only have a phone or a device and you don't have a keyboard, that would be fine. Because I have a computer, people. I don't know what you're all seeing. And as James Burke says, you see what your knowledge tells you you're seeing. And that's the same thing with me. Same thing with you. If we're seeing from a certain perspective, like, you know, maybe you're sitting on the bus or in somebody's passenger seat and you're looking at Facebook on a phone or a device and you're just like-clicking because you don't have a keyboard, yeah, okay, I understand. But we're going to have to tap back into communication with everyone. Not everyone, of course. Some people like to be zombies. Whatever. Okay, you like to be zombies. You like to like-click. Whatever. But there are a lot of us that are hurting for communication. You know, I'm not. So many people, I swear to heaven, so many people believe that this is an ego thing with me. And I am trying. I am making a relief series for a soap opera incorporating dozens of other characters. This is not an ego thing. And I do not believe in the tack on the names and do whatever you want. You know, I ask the characters what they want and they give me. And they have shown me a lot of stuff. So it's not that with me. You know, I want to help people. And that's what I'm about. You know, I want help for me. I want discussion. But I also want everyone else to be happy. I really do. And that's what this is about. Let's help each other. And please help me, you know, with these. I mean, I got a huge basket of adopted kids here. You know, I'd need help. And hopefully this podcast will work. If you listen to it, if you skip around, then I don't even know what you're... Why even bother downloading it? I don't know. You just download it and put it on your computer and go, I'll get to it or whatever. I'm like, why bother, man? When I am wanting to hear a podcast, which is rare these days, I will download it immediately, get it to my iPod, listen to it as much as I can. And I'm doing that right now with a Star Trek podcast. I am not ready to reveal what that one is, but it's very important to me right now. So here is what I'm noticing among a lot of us. We are definitely spreading ourselves way too thin in terms of supposed friendships on social networks. I mean, can you honestly have 1,000 friends? I watched a documentary where it talked about the human mind needs to delete a lot of faces from our memory in order to maintain stability. Because trying to remember all those faces, I mean, if you look at memory work, the reason that they made phone numbers, 7 digits, is because that's what the human brain could normally handle. Now, I'm not saying that 7 faces or 7 people are all you can handle, but it was the crux of keeping that much information in a single unit in your mind. 7 digits. Now, the nice thing with the area code is you just kind of like, okay, there's that extra 3. Separate that out. Have the 7 that I can remember, and da-da-da-da-da, you dial the number. Of course, now a lot of us have cell phones, and we don't... It takes away our memory. I can tell you my mother's phone number by heart, and also a cousin. I'm hoping that that memory starts to come back. I have a few phone numbers now, and I really want to dial them by heart to get that memory issue back. I mean, being able to just press one button and get a person by name on a cell phone, that took something away from us. It really did. And I'm not saying, you know, it's a wonderful convenience, but at the same time, it took something away. So that's one thing I wanted to point out. The generalities in personal interests do not cut it. Okay, we go to gothic pages, we go to, which, by the way, some of you guys, I love your gothic pages, especially, what was it, Hannah? Hannah put up that the selfies and stuff, and somebody was, you know, ripping on her, and she left the group, and everybody was pissed, and they were like, we're going to do a selfie extravaganza. I mean, that was just wonderful, and then she came back, and it was glorious. I God bless you, Hannah. You know, yeah, the goth pages, that's where it's at. So, and God bless everybody, you know, whatever, you know, you believe in, anyone who got into that battle of the anti-selfie, I'm going to put up a selfie. You might remember when I didn't have a picture of myself, so I just put up a bunch of my socks and boots photos and said, I want in on the selfie action. Oh, man. And the reason I loved it was because everybody was saying, hey, quit hating on people. Quit hating on people. This group is about community and connectiveness. Stop doing that. Come on. And so that was wonderful on one of the goth pages. It was beautiful. So, but at the same time, you know, what I'm addressing is the generalities. We're looking too much at the generalities. Oh, well, if somebody has this big generality, like Dark Shadows or, you know, whatever, then we'll have all these other things in common. And that's not how it works. I have sadly found out it's not how it works. We need specifics. The reason I figured this out was because when I finally got in good contact with a Barnabas Josette fans, particularly the ones who saw the reincarnation from Josette to Maggie, something amazing happened. We spoke about things, other things, like we'd known each other almost our whole lives. We had a ton of other interests that were the same. Just automatically, we found we were able to easily communicate with each other. Okay? So that is extremely important to understand. Specifics. For Maggie equals Josette / Barnabas fans, these are very often the people who believe they are all alone. And they are not. There are a lot of you. I mean, look at the evidence of, hold your breath, keep it in, hold, I'm going to say it, the Burton crew alone. Don't scoff and complain. Look at the content of the story. Bella Heathcote says in her first lines, hello, my name is Maggie Evans. And in the last line of the film, she says, Josette. Which to me is an admittance of that connection. And mind you, I started my work way before that film came out. They were very tight-lipped about it. I had no idea they were reaching for what I was. None. Anyway, for fans of what I'm doing, we all know we are looking at photos way too often, sharing memes too much, we want change in our lives. We get defeatist toward ourselves, which is why so many suicides take place. The fight or flight mentality of sharing files about that does not change that factor. So what can we do? discuss the positive, and learn how to communicate with each other. Now, for me, this is what I need. I want this for other people, but I'm just going to tell you now, this is what I need. I need 5 perspectives per episode for The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows to reach us to the Leviathans and let the Doctor and everyone else involved wipe them out. After that, the darkness is accepted, embraced, and whoever comes later in the problems for Dark Shadows will easily be eliminated because everyone is working together. All right, so maybe you don't want to comment on each episode. Fine. But we do need those 5 perspectives to keep going. So what I'm asking you to do is not like click. Do not share this with anyone unless you believe they are talkative and want to help. We all want change for the better in our lives. Anyone who doesn't, I don't know who, I don't know. We want connection. And this new technology hasn't helped very much. And in most cases, it's making it worse. Someone told me the meme/photo share only days might be coming to an end, and I can't wait. As I've told others, I like the cover, but can I have the book that goes along with this, please? You know what I mean? Well, the content, the book, the story that goes with this photo, this picture. Yeah, there's just nothing there. And you're like, a photo. And then you just keep on going. So here is what I'd like you to do if you want more in The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows to help me out to create it for you and for myself. Use email xoiscythe@hotmail.com. Should be just about everywhere I have a website. I'll share my phone number if you need that. Skype voice call. Private messages on Facebook. Though I hate those tiny boxes. And various people can answer the discussion questions I've made for whichever episode, just as long as I have 5 per episode. That's all I'm going to need. I'd love to have the same 5 per episode, but maybe people do need only an episode to do here and there. Just as long as I have 5 for the whole. That's all I need. I mean, it's just, I did all of this work to get communication, not like clicks, not numbers. So hopefully we can do a book club discussion thing, because these kids, they are not mine. I adopted them. It is, like I said in my second intro, it's like I've got a lot of abused children from Oliver Twist, minus the big kids, which would be from the other fandoms. So I need your help. I really do. And yeah, the tack on the names and do whatever you want. I mean, other fandoms barely ever do that. They don't. And they get taken over because they're geeks about their fandoms. So I treated this fandom the same way. I didn't know there were all these wacky rules, but I didn't follow them. So I need those 5 perspectives. You know, whether they're from different people per episode, that's fine. Just as long as there's 5 per episode. Say, hey, you do 9, you do 11, you do 12, whatever. Whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as there are 5. Helena is always going to be on board because she always has been. Thank you, my dear. But if it needs to just be some people for some episodes, that's fine too. The main thing is we only have a certain amount of time to live, and I really want to get this done because I'm stuck. I can't shake this. And I have other things I want to do with my life, as I'm sure you do. Seriously, I don't think any of us are going to be resting on our deathbeds, wishing we'd only like-clicked more or posted more memes. For real. Think about how much time you've been spending doing that. I hope most of that was in the bathroom when you did it. Really do, because you're just sitting there. I really hope that's true. So do not like click. If you did, go and undo it. Contact me. Let me know you want to answer the discussion questions for one episode between 9 and 13, and hopefully we can just keep going down that same fashion from there. Life really is too short, and I want to get this done. And for any new members of any of the shows I'm using that are just being introduced to my work and enjoy audio, I bid you welcome to the pit of ultimate dark shadows. When everybody's let you down, all your friends are out of town, that's when we all come around. We're the groovy coolies, yeah, yeah. You're a punk and you're a kid, doesn't matter what you did, you can keep our record hit. You're a groovy coolie, yeah, yeah. G-R-O-O-V-I-E-G-H-O-U-L-I-E. Won't you come along with me? Be a groovy coolie, yeah, yeah. G-R-O-O-V-I-E-G-H-O-U-L-I-E. Won't you come along with me? Be a groovy coolie, yeah, yeah. You're a misfit, don't fit in. Motorhead and Chapman chin. We don't care who you have been. You're a groovy coolie, yeah, yeah. You're from Texas with the T-E-M-I-E. You're a groovy coolie, yeah, yeah. G-R-O-O-V-I-E-G-H-O-U-L-I-E. Won't you come along with me? Be a groovy coolie, yeah, yeah. G-R-O-O-V-I-E-G-H-O-U-L-I-E. Won't you come along with me? Be a groovy coolie, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.